Okay, we're talking about trees yesterday, and the last one I asked you about some trees that have been in your yard, and you mentioned pine tree. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
All right. Have you ever heard of a tree it's a shrub tree, and the leaves are real red in the fall, and they're poisonous? And they're kind of...
Yeah, that's... I can't think of it. It's something wood.
You ever heard of sumac?
Mm-mm.
Could you say that word for me?
Sumac.
Okay. What are the kind of bushes that, you know, if you touch them or if you break them, they make your skin break out in welts and it comes back every 7 years?
Seven years? I don't know.
Poison
oak or poison ivy.
Okay. All right. What kind of berries do you eat with sugar? You put them on cereal, they're red, and you pick them. They're kind
of... Strawberries?
Uh-huh. And what kind of berries that have a real rough surface and they're smaller than strawberries? But we don't grow them around here too much.
I don't know.
Raspberries?
Raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Raspberries. Okay. If you come across some berries in the woods and they're not good to eat and they could kill you, you say they are what?
Poison.
All right. What's a tall bush with clusters of big pink and white flowers? And they bloom real late in the spring.
I don't know anything about flowers much.
Have you ever heard of laurel, mountain laurel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they're similar to mountain laurels, but they're bigger ones. They're long segments of stems, and they grow up in the mountains, and you can make, I think, a pie. No, I don't know if you make pie with them or not. Rhododendron, you ever heard of rhododendron?
Yeah,
we don't grow them around here, do we?
I didn't know you eat them.
You may not eat them. Maybe I'm thinking about something else. I probably am.
They got a loud smell, you know,
mm-hmm.
Odor.
Okay, what's a large flowering tree that has shiny leaves and big white flowers?
That could be.
They grow in the south. Uh-huh. Grow in the south. You ever heard them called a cowcumber or a cucumber tree?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my...
husband.
All right. And a man would say, I must ask my...
wife.
A woman who's lost her husband is called a...
widow.
You ever heard of a grass widow?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that? Is there any difference, a grass widow from a widow?
I don't know, but I've heard of that.
I've heard of it too. I just wonder if there's a difference. Okay, what if you're talking about not your mother, but your...
father.
Okay, and not your father, but your...
mother.
Okay. And your father and mother together are called...
parents.
Very good. You're just... you make an A.
No, some of those are so crazy, I don't even think
that. I know. You think there's a trick to them or something,
yeah.
Don't you? Okay, your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
And your sons and daughters are called your...
children.
Mm-hmm. And what... do you ever have a pet name for a child? You say he's a cute little...
brat.
I wasn't expecting that one. That's a good one, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay, something in a woods you put a baby in and stroll him around the park.
Bassinet. Buggy. Baby buggy.
All right. And if you say you're going to put the baby in the carriage and you're going to go out and blank the baby.
Sun him.
Okay. Sun the baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If you're talking about your children and their age, how would you say they range in age? Like, Sally is the blank of my children. The
oldest.
All right. Okay. Your children are your sons and your...